partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Coming up on your Monday Afternoon Players Club, we look back on what was a big, big victory for the Hawkeyes over Iowa State Saturday night under the lights at Kinnick Stadium in the Cy-Hawks series. Also, is there a quarterback controversy in Ames with Matt Campbell's team only two games into the 2016 season? The Chicago Cubs are going to look to clinch the NL Central in St. Louis, and we'll even talk about a full week of National Football League action. It's all coming up. Your Monday APC. Stick around.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Coming to you live from Studio A and worldwide on the KGYM radio app. Here are your hosts, Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp.
Coming to you live from the 52404, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, including 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. I have a feeling that they're looking ahead to a road trip to Dallas-Fort Worth. Not only will we get John's take on TCU, but also what exactly happened with the offense, what exactly happened with the defense in Iowa City on Saturday. Also, Melanie Rickard, she's going to be joining us from Big Brothers Big Sisters to talk about their Gridiron Bash that's coming up later in the month of November. And also, Mondays here on the Afternoon Players Club being brought to you by JungeCentralPoint.com. 15 minutes to a better deal. You say it 14 times in the studio, and you know the very first time you crack the microphone, it's going to slip. Well, that's live radio for you, folks. Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp being led by Alex Kuhn. You can join the program, 319-366-1600. That's also on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. So many sponsors, and we can't thank you enough here on all three frequencies at KGYMradio.com as well and through the KGYM Radio app. TB, good afternoon, man.
What a weekend. You've got Iowa and Iowa State now in the rearview mirror, the toughest non-conference game of the season looming ahead for the Hawkeyes. It'll be interesting to hear what Kirk Ferentz has to say about the North Dakota State Bison tomorrow when we hear from him in Iowa City. Matt Campbell met with the media earlier today in Ames. He says, hey, those comments that he made about Mike Warren after the 42-3 loss to Iowa over the weekend, it wasn't a dig at Mike Warren. We'll hear Matt Campbell, what he said on Saturday night, and we'll hear what he said today. Maybe 48 hours later, he's had some time to think about it. Hawkeye fans, I'm sure you've all rushed out to buy your commemorative T-shirts. 42-3, bringing the boom. I saw that on Twitter earlier today. I think it was Mike Halas on the gym class. I heard them discussing that a little bit. If I were a Hawkeye fan, I wouldn't be caught dead wearing a T-shirt that celebrated a 42-3 win over a team that we were favored to beat by 15.5 points. Iowa fans have now lost their right to make fun of the Gene Chizik commemorative coin. I think that washes out the 42-3. This game played out about the way that you and I expected it to. We're going to get a little bit into this on the Monday breakdown coming up in hour number two. The NFL is back with a vengeance yesterday. I know Kansas City Chiefs fans were very excited about the ending of that game against the San Diego Chargers. A tremendous comeback there. Spencer Ware filling in for Jamal Charles. It's a new season. It's the same Chicago Bears. Looked very good early on. They were up on the Texans. Ultimately lost. Green Bay held off Jacksonville. If you remember on the Friday 4 play when we were at Coach's Corner, I said Jacksonville plus 4.5 was a pretty solid play. Figured that game was going to be close. And then the Vikings came to play as well in their opener. Football's back. How about the New England Patriots? What do you have? Do you know what the Patriots remind him? The old Monty Python skit.
I'm done.
The old Monty Python skit with the Black Knight. And you cut off his arms and you cut off his legs and he's still there. You can't kill Bill Belichick and the Patriots. No Tom Brady, no Rob Gronkowski, no shot, right? They went from being a 3-point underdog to a 7.5-point underdog. Patriots go on the road, win their opener against the Arizona Cardinals. It's part of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. We want to know which team had the best win in week one of the NFL season. Of course, it's not over yet. We got the annual Monday Night Football doubleheader in week one tonight. Those games will come your way on KGYM. But which team had the best victory of week one in the NFL? Denver over Carolina, the game that got everything kicked off. New England over Arizona, Kansas City over San Diego, or Detroit over Indianapolis, a game we haven't mentioned yet, but one that was very entertaining. Right now, votes are split across the board. Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast. Behind the Taco John's next to the Home Depot, Emil's played host to our fantasy football draft last week, and barring any unforeseen circumstances, it looks like Team APC may get off to a 1-0 start.
All right, we're getting lots of text messages right now, and I understand that it's 2016, and even me personally, I don't want to speak for my co-host here, but me personally, if I see somebody actually calling me, I automatically roll my eyes and do that ridiculous sigh, like, why do I have to take this phone call?
Well, that's what you get for giving your phone number out.
I'm learning that. I got to get my personal. I got to get my personal number off my business card because I forget. So many people want to contact us. They're like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, and I hand them my business card, and they automatically think that that's a free line to give me a call. Like, you want to go get a beer? That's another story for
like
another time.
Text, like it's the text line.
I got a lot of Iowa State fans right now coming across the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And they want to give us their feedback on how they feel things played out Saturday night at Kinnick Stadium. For the next 25 minutes, that text line is offline. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to minimize this text line, and it is non-existent.
What'd you say?
You
about
want
the
your
game?
Feedback? You have to pick up the telephone and call us at 319-366-1600. I can read your tweets. I can read your texts. I want to know, Iowa State fans, it's one thing to go 0-2 to start a campaign if you're Matt Campbell. It's another to get embarrassed like what happened at Kinnick Stadium Saturday night. Things will get better. Let's just turn the page. Will they? Because Texas Christian is waiting for you guys to come down to Fort Worth. They're not too happy on how their contest finished with Arkansas over the weekend. 319-366-1600. Is there a quarterback controversy? Why is it that Mike Warren only has 58 yards rushing through two contests and he led the nation among freshman runners last year? There were so many things to hang your hat on this year where it was going to be an improving season for Iowa State, even though there was a new regime coming into town. 319-366-1600. Iowa State. Again, TCU. Hawkeyes, all right. A lot of Iowa fans now saying that the most difficult portion of their non-conference schedule comes this weekend, the Bison of North Dakota State, who they're not off to the best of starts. Yeah, I get it. They're 2-0, but look on how those games had to finish for the Bison to pick up their two victories. Charleston Southern and then Eastern Washington, they gave everything to North Dakota State over the weekend. Going to be a showdown that we'll have for you again before the boom. That's going to get started at 9:30 Saturday morning. We'll get you up to date with everything you need to know about this weekend's showdown with North Dakota State.
We've been saying all week long for the past several weeks that this is going to be a very tough game. I still believe that. I think Iowa is going to have to come loaded for bear in order to win this game. And I know at first blush people look at the schedule, North Dakota State, FCS. They have not lost to an FBS team since 2009 when Paul Rhodes and Iowa State beat North Dakota State in the very first game of the Paul Rhodes era. And North Dakota State is not afraid to come in to a place like Kinnick Stadium, and they're not going to be shaken in their shoes or anything. Carson Wentz was terrific last year, but remember, they won half those games last year without Wentz. As a matter of fact, the man who's currently quarterbacking them right now, I believe it's Carson Stick, is their starting quarterback. We're actually going to be talking to his dad on Friday at the Coach's Corner. We'll get the North Dakota State perspective. His dad was a very good baseball player for our pal Jack Dom, who joins us for Touching All Bases every Friday at the Coach's Corner. Those guys are meeting up. We said, yeah, we'd like to get the North Dakota State perspective from Mr. Stick. So Mike Stick is going to be with us on Friday And you can, too, if you join us, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. I don't think we've mentioned this. Before we get to the phone lines, Don will be patient in Cedar Rapids. A $30 gift certificate to La Cantina we've got to give away today as well, all week long.
Great news, too. So don't thank us. Thank Carol back in the promotions department. She came in a little rap on the door and said, hey, boys, La Cantina's back on 5 more days this week. So you can stop by their website, LaCantina319.com. Two locations in Marion and in downtown Cedar Rapids,
now,
too.
Now, this is not Don and Marion. Remember Don and Marion calling about Adam Woodbury? And this is Don and Cedar Rapids.
I'm pretty sure those are two different callers. Don and Cedar Rapids. Good afternoon, Don. What's up?
How you doing?
Doing well. Don, what do you got for us? Go ahead, man.
I guess my frustration is this high-powered offense that he was supposed to bring with him from Toledo. It's non-existent. I mean, 3 points against Iowa? I mean, I understand Iowa's a lot better team, but 3 points is really ridiculous, if you ask me. I mean, there's no running game. There's no passing game. There's no blocking. There's no tackling. I mean, we get beat by you and I last week, and you and I get blown up. You and I get blown out at home against the 14th ranked team. It's just very frustrating. It's like the same old, same old.
We appreciate the phone call, Don. Let's let Matt Campbell explain in his own words after on Saturday night why Iowa beat Iowa State the way that it did at Kinnick Stadium. Maybe this will explain why it's not exactly easy to just show up from Toledo and automatically win some games. I was in the room with Matt Campbell. I was talking to Randy Peterson from the Des Moines Register while we were waiting for Matt Campbell to come into the room, and I actually came away still impressed with Matt Campbell and how he handles himself after this loss. But he puts it out here. This is why Iowa won the game on Saturday.
Certainly disappointed in the outcome, disappointed in some of the aspects of the game. Yeah, I think my greatest disappointment is of the self-inflicted wounds that we had within the football game, and really consistency of fundamentals and details showed up within the football game. And all I mean is there's such a great inconsistency there that it doesn't allow us to compete and play against opponents like the team we played this past weekend. So, you know, for myself and our staff and our players, we have to get better. And really, there's no excuse. I'd love to sit here and make a bunch of them, but there's none. Nobody feels sorry for us. We got to continue to get ourselves better. And, you know, that's the challenge for myself, our coaches, and our football players within our room. And, you know, we certainly go and play another great opponent this week, a different opponent, really skilled team in terms of offense and defensive personnel. And so it'll be another really good challenge for our football program. But obviously, all the starting point starts with us and how we can get ourselves better.
I apologize. I think that was Matt Campbell from today. I was thinking it was from Saturday, but I could be wrong on that. But anyway, neither here nor there. We've talked about this before. The college football is not the NFL. You can't come in, you can't clean house, bring in a bunch of free agents. You have to deal with what you have, talent on hand, and then through, I would say, a minimum of 2 recruiting cycles to really get your guys in and do some of the things that you want to do. But Don mentioned the running game, the passing game, and one other thing that I think I was trying to go in order here. But the running game, the passing game, and something else, the blocking, it all comes back to the offensive line. And that's the one thing when you look at those Toledo teams that were very successful with Matt Campbell, they had a very good offensive line. The offensive line right now in Ames is atrocious, and you can attribute some of that to Jake Campos being out, but I don't think one guy was going to make that line great. Campos was probably going to make it at least a little bit better than it should, but you got guys like Julian Good-Jones. He shouldn't, and no offense to him, local player, and I think going to be a very good one for Iowa State. He shouldn't be on the field right now at this stage in his career. If he's on the depth chart, most likely should be about a number 2 on a depth chart. But you've got some redshirt freshmen, some redshirt sophomores. Those guys are getting thrown to the fire because they don't have enough talent ahead of them on the depth chart for Matt Campbell to work with. So you've got to do what you got to do in order to play the long game here. And that's to hopefully have a better football program in the years to come. But this season,
420. 319-366-1600 on the phones. I want to talk to Iowa State fans and hear your voice on the phones. It's a cop-out to be able to sit there. I understand you guys are busy. Maybe pick up the phone is not the first thing you can do, but a lot of people love jumping on Twitter and the text line and venting and having their being heard via the text line. I think that's a cop-out, especially with a subject like this today. And when we talk to John at the bottom of the hour, I want to get his take on how things played out. You know, to me, the frustrating part, if I'm an Iowa State fan, is what was said the very first day Matt Campbell came to Ames. We are going to succeed running the football. We are going to succeed running the football. 58 yards over two games, that's not succeeding at running the football. You can try to sell me on anything you'd like. I get the offensive line is beat up. But a guy in Mike Warren, who is as talented as he was last year, and you can give me the whole, well, that was a Paul Rhodes thing. This is a Matt Campbell thing. No, it doesn't matter. To me, it does not matter. It's not like his talent diminishes because there's a new guy under a headset on the sideline. I mean, and then you're playing catch-up. I mean, look, I understand there's going to be 100 different variables you're going to throw at me. Well, we had to abandon the running game because we were down 5 touchdowns in the second half. You still can get Mike Warren his touches. You can still get Mike Warren out of the backfield. 421. La Cantina, your first chance to score from them. That's going to be happening after 5 o'clock today. John Walters, how does this improve? There is a good sign, it's Iowa State fans. There's a good sign because if you look inside the numbers when it comes to TCU and their ability to stop the run, it's not pretty. 158 yards they gave up against South Dakota State. They gave up 180 against Arkansas. So they're prone to give up yardage on the field. I think Mike Warren might find what he needs to. The pilot light coming up Saturday in Dallas-Fort Worth, 422. We got Cyclone Tim. Let's bring Tim onto the fold. Tim, good afternoon. You're on the APC.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
I'm not going to blame Mike Warren for all this. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. But I do know that we have no offensive line. We can't block. We can't pass protect. And we've had injuries. It begins and ends with the offensive line as far as moving the football and keeping our defense off the field. And to just blame Mike Warren because he was a leading rusher for the freshman last year in NCAA, you can't do that. If we don't have a line this year, I don't care if you're Walter Payton back behind there. You're not going to gain yards. So it's just going to take 2 or 3 years of getting new guys in, particularly on the offensive line. My worry is if we keep going 1-12 or 1-11, whatever, a lot of those verbal commitments will be going elsewhere. So, yeah, it's frustrating. I hear the talk. I've heard talk from Dan McCartney. I've heard talk from Paul Rhodes. I've heard talk before that. Cyclone fans are done with talk. Show us wins. Jamie Pollard has done this whole stadium thing and has done a great job building the south part of the end zone, building new facilities. But Jamie Pollard's got to start finding us a football coach that can get wins. So I know there's patience that has to be sought, but yeah, this is frustrating without a doubt. That's really all I got to say, guys.
Tim, I've likened this to Kirk Ferentz's 1999 season, and 3 years later, Iowa was in the Orange Bowl. Do you think that it's possible that 3 years from now you're going to be looking back on this and you're going to understand the process, as Matt Campbell talks about, and this team's going to be a lot better?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah, without a doubt. But the problem is right now when you spend – you have to go back, Todd. I don't know if you're old enough to go when you had 20 straight losing seasons or 9 winning seasons at Iowa and how frustrated fans were as Hawkeye fans – the first year or two, Hayden turned the program around, 2 years? And he went to the Rose Bowl right away. So I don't know if Iowa State actually has that as a anticipation of going to an Orange Bowl, but you got to be competitive on the field at least. So, you know, baby steps, I guess, but yeah, Orange Bowl is just fantasy land. It always has been. So until we can get an offensive line and a defensive line that can consistently block, we're going to struggle. Simple as that. And I hope Matt Campbell and the process he's going to go through will work. And it probably will in 2 or 3 years, I hope. That's all I can hope.
425. We come back. We'll go big board. John joins us in the next 10 minutes. Play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones will lead us into our Monday breakdown as well. You're joining us here 12th day in the month of September, fresh off Cyhawk week. We'll chat more about not only the Cyclones moving on for an 0-2 start against TCU, but the Hawkeyes, they got to focus now on an opponent that's going to look to come in and put another name on the list. FCS knocking off the FBS. North Dakota State comes to Kinnick Stadium this Saturday morning. 107.5, 106.3, 1600 AM. Ryder and Brommelkamp, we're on the way.
Hey, pro football fanatics. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network will be back in action this season on MediaCom. With NFL Red Zone, you'll see every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. You'll also see game highlights shortly after they happen, so you'll never miss an amazing play. Plus, when any team gets inside the 20-yard line, NFL Red Zone cuts to the action live. And if you're into fantasy football, NFL Red Zone gives you up-to-the-minute fantasy stats, extended highlights, in-depth coverage, and more. Sound good? MediaCom makes it even better. Just ask how you can get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network for the entire 2016 season for just $5. Call MediaCom at 800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 800-SIMPLIFY.
MediaCom Prime TV with sports tier and NFL Network required. Not available in all areas.
Hi, I'm Douglas Hass. Is your company stuck in the minor leagues? Still using paper files or multiple Excel sheets for HR? The big leaguers at Future Systems can help. With advanced HR, you take control of the HR process. From applicant tracking and onboarding to online benefits management, customized reports, and integrated payroll, it'll change the game for you and your employees. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
At Junkie Center Point, there are so many reasons why we have faithful customers that come back again and again. We've got a great selection of new and used trucks, but Junkie Center Point is so much more than just a truck store. We feature SUVs, minivans, and cars for the whole family. Plus, our used car inventory is growing every day. Bad credit? We can help. Junkie Center Point deals with many lenders, so you pick it out and we'll work it out. Junkie Center Point, you're only 15 minutes to a better deal.
You'll never call his bluff.
Well, you feeling satisfied now? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Todd Brommelkamp and the APC on KGYM.
528 is welcoming you back. Pushed up against the bottom of the hour, SportsCenter John Walters joining us in the 6 minutes. Todd, it's the first of the work week. Midwest One Bank Big Board update. What do you got for us?
Iowa State coach Matt Campbell said today his post-game remarks regarding running back Mike Warren after Saturday's 42-3 loss at Iowa were not intended as a dig at the sophomore. Campbell said Warren left some plays on the field and is a guy that has to practice well and be accountable. Today, Campbell downplayed his post-game comments, saying Warren simply needs to get better. Campbell also said Joel Lanning is still Iowa State's starting quarterback heading into today's practice. Interesting language. And Lanning was replaced by Jacob Park in the second half of that Saturday loss to the Hawkeyes. Speaking of Iowa, they checked in at number 11 in this week's coaches poll, heading into a weekend showdown with FCS national champion North Dakota State in Kinnick Stadium. The Hawkeyes moved up 3 spots in the Associated Press poll to number 13 after Saturday's win over the Cyclones. And Tyler, it's do or die for the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Clinton Lumber Kings tonight at Ashford University Field in Clinton. The two teams meet in the deciding Game 3 of the Midwest League Western Division Championship Series. The Colonels took Game 1 on Saturday in Cedar Rapids, but fell to the Lumber Kings yesterday 6-1. Right-hander Kevin Gadea had a season-high 11 strikeouts. It'll be righty Sean Poppin taking the mound for the Colonels tonight at 6:30. He's a Harvard man. He was 1-1 with a 2.12 ERA after making 3 starts for the Colonels during the regular season.
Yes or no, do they do it?
I'm going to say no. Clinton has played really well at home this year. It's kind of a coin flip. We'll see what Sean Poppin brings to the mound tonight. But I have a feeling last night was my last Colonels game of the year on the road, which is always a sad feeling. But we'll see. They very well could win. And I hope they do. But Clinton has played very, very well at home.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is West Michigan still alive in the eastern portion?
West Michigan is down, I believe, a game to Great Lakes. But yes, they are alive.
So there's a small chance I'm going to see my rematch of last year's Midwest League Championship.
I know what you're
series.
Thinking.
What am I thinking?
You're thinking you got a shot at redemption. It's slim, but it exists.
John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, joins the APC after this, KGYM.
Doing what you like requires just two things, time and money. You can find both right now at PMX Industries. They're based in Cedar Rapids and have full-time positions available right now. When you work for PMX, you'll be working 3 and 4 day work weeks, which means more time to do what you and your family like and more money to make it all happen. See how easy it is to work full-time at PMX Industries and still have plenty of time and money to do what you and your family love. Learn more at ipmx.com. That's the letter I, PMX.com.
Football is a fast and rough and tumble game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. A couple of major injuries after just 1 week in the National Football League. Robert Griffin III has been placed on injured reserve by the Cleveland Browns. So for the second straight year, the opening starter in week one for the Browns will not start in week two. Robert Griffin III, a fractured bone in his left shoulder. He is going to be reevaluated in 3 to 4 weeks. Team says surgery is not required at this time. They do not have to make a decision yet as to whether or not he is going to be their designated player to return from injured reserve. So that means Luke McCown will get the start. Meanwhile, the San Diego Chargers, they have lost wide receiver Keenan Allen for the season. Team confirms today it's a torn ACL. 8 games with Keenan Allen last year. Phillip Rivers had a 70% completion percentage and averaged almost 344 pass yards per game. In the 8 games without him, he averaged 100 yards less passing. Then go back to yesterday where the Chargers blew a massive lead after Allen left in the second quarter. That also means Joey Bosa going to be activated after being on the exempt list in week one.
Sometimes kickoff comes early. At Hampton by Hilton, that's when they run the option. Take your pick of free hot breakfast for here or breakfast on the run bags to go. Because tailgate waits for no fan. Book at Hampton.com for a guaranteed discount.
Hey, Golic, I'm about to make you hungry.
Not really sure I like where this is heading, Greeny.
Well, right now, GNC has buy three, get one free on all protein bars.
I'm going to need a little bit more than that.
Leading off, GNC's got awesome tasting bars. Batting second, they have great brands like Quest. Up third, insane exclusive flavors like Total Lean Vanilla Birthday Cake.
Sounds like I'm about to clean up.
I thought you'd say that. They've got gluten-free and vegan bars, too.
Excellent. So I can buy three, eat three, and get one free.
That's exactly right, Golic. See you at GNC.
Summer's almost over, but we've saved the best for last at the Home Depot, where summer savings are still going strong. Right now, save up to 30% on appliance special buys like the high-efficiency Maytag steam top-load washer and electric steam dryer, just $4.98 each. Better hurry. Summer's not the only thing going fast. Come in now for up to 30% off appliance special buys. Nobody beats our prices guaranteed at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Play for your share of $100,000 in this weekend's free Week 2 contest at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. Play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Use code ZONE at DraftKings.com now and play in this weekend's free $100,000 contest. No deposit required. That's ZONE to play free for your share of $100,000 this weekend at DraftKings.com.
Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Sometimes kickoff comes early. At Hampton by Hilton, that's when they run the option. Take your pick of free hot breakfast in the hotel or breakfast on the run bags to go. Either way, you'll be fueled up to cheer on your team because on game day, tailgate waits for no fan. So follow your favorite college football team on the road all season long. With Hampton by Hilton's friendly, helpful people at over 2,000 locations, you've got a winning combination for a memorable season. Book your football getaway today at Hampton.com for a guaranteed discount.
He goes to Iowa City to convince college girls he's Jonathan Taves. Trust me, they don't know the difference. Tyler Ryder in the APC on KGYN.
4:35 as we welcome you back off of bottom of the hour Sports Center. Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp, 107.5 FM. That's the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City's South Gym on 106.3 FM. And of course, you can always keep us close to your ear on the historic main gym, 1600 a.m. That and the Cyclone Radio Network. That's going to be happening again coming up at 9 a.m. this Saturday morning as it's their first business trip on the road this year in conference play as Iowa State. They're going to be heading south to Dallas-Fort Worth. They're going to be taking on a TCU team that was just, you call it what it is, it's an upset. It's an upset. They were just upset against Arkansas as the Razorbacks that are the top 25 of the Associated Press. Brett Bielema, he always finds a way to get it done in overtime. I don't know what it is with that guy, but when all the chips are on the line, he finds a way to win in overtime. Again, that's going to be TCU and Iowa State. You're going to be able to hear John Walters pregame beginning at 9 a.m. coming up 6 days from now, TB. Make that 5 days from now. Can't do the quick math there.
Woo pig. I was heading down to the field on Saturday night, and I thought Arkansas had all but given that game away by kicking off to TCU, and then they wind up coming back and finding a way to win. So, interesting football season so far for the Big 12. It hasn't gotten off to the best of starts.
And we haven't even touched on what happened with Oklahoma State against Central Michigan. That's still to come before 7 o'clock tonight. We're going to bring in the play-by-play voice now of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters and Iowa State Sports, being brought to you by Adamson Financial, a true wealth stewardship partner. And John, Tyler, and Todd, it was a contest that I was listening to your call through my headset before our post game began. And man, it just seemed like both the offense and the defense, they just couldn't get into a flow for four quarters in that contest against Iowa on Saturday. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, 100% of the credit for that goes to Iowa. You know, I mean, they have a really good football team, and they played a great game. And Iowa State is not at a stage right now where they can go compete against a really good team that's playing well. Hopefully they will get to that point, but they were not competitive on Saturday night, and Iowa had everything to do with that. And so hats off to them, but hopefully Iowa State can get a few things figured out. I think they will before the season's over. They'll get some things figured out, but right now it's the growing pains are obvious, and everybody could see it on Saturday.
How much of what we've seen from Mike Warren through two games this season have been struggles on his part, and how much have been credit to you and I and now Iowa's defensive line just making it hard for him to get into those running lanes and make big plays?
It's really hard to say. You know, I think that Mike got in a real groove last year, and you know, in Big 12 conference games, he was the leading rusher in the conference. And so I think everybody expects him to just kind of pick up right where he left off last year. But, you know, new offensive line in front of him, a makeshift offensive line in game one, and then game two, you know, first time that group had been together on the field. So hopefully it will help a little bit this week that at least that starting five has been together for a week. You know, it's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination to say that they're seasoned or anything like that would be a real reach, but at least they have had a game together now, which should help, and hopefully they can open up a few more holes for Mike. I'm sure Mike will get on track at some point. He's too talented not to. And the entire running game needs to. You know, I think that's something that has to improve as the season goes on, but I think it will. I mean, you know, last year Iowa State really started out struggling to run the football. I remember it being a big topic when we talked on your show last year for the first two or three games and, you know, trying to get that running game figured out. Then all of a sudden, boom, you know, they had, I think, seven of the last 10 games, they went over 200 yards. And so, yeah, they did get it figured out last year, and hopefully they can get it figured out and at least get it untracked a little bit this year, because right now it's really been a sore spot.
And John, essentially today, Matt Campbell stopped everybody in their spot by saying there isn't a quarterback controversy. You've been on the program mentioning how often Matt has looked upon Joel Lanning as a leader, that he has earned all of his reps this year. Are we getting close to a quarterback controversy? Was there enough seen by Jacob Park on Saturday to even start breathing and having that type of conversation when it comes to two quarterbacks?
I was certainly encouraged by what Jacob was able to do. I thought he threw some really good balls. And, you know, three of his top receptions were called back on penalties, which was really unfortunate for him, or he would have had even better numbers. But, you know, he did pretty well. I mean, you look at his final numbers, they're not a whole lot different than Lanning's. And you have to take into consideration, too, that he was out there with the number one offensive line going against Iowa's number two defense. That by that point of the game, late in the game, Iowa had almost entirely twos out on the field. So, you know, he was able to take a little bit more time, survey the field, get some throws, whereas Lanning, I thought, was under a little bit more pressure. But Joel did not make good throws. He'd be the first to admit it. I mean, he had some open receivers, missed them, and he needs to make those simple throws. I think he was pressing a little bit and made some throws that he shouldn't have. And the simple play was there, and he needs to take that simple play. I remember when, you know, Fred Hoiberg was coaching Monte Morris in Monte's freshman year, and he got on him a little bit about make the simple play. You know, don't try to make the home run play. Just make the simple play. And you know, I think when you do that and you make the game simple, then things start to flow for you, and it goes from there. But Joel struggled, and Park was pretty decent when he was in there. And, you know, I think Joel Lanning is a leader on this football team. Regardless of what's happened in the first 2 weeks, I think he is a leader on this football team, and I think he's handled everything very well. You don't see him hanging his head. You don't see him blaming anybody else for his problems. He's taking accountability for the slow start that he's had, and he'll go out and try to get better this week. And I think Joel will bounce back. You know, that was a big spot for him. He's a kid from the state of Iowa. You know, first time starting at Kinnick Stadium. I remember, you know, Austin Arnott had a really good career at Iowa State, but he struggled in his two starts against Iowa mightily, you know, and kid that grew up in Ames around that rivalry, and he really struggled when he faced the Hawks and went on and played really well against a lot of other teams. So, I'm hopeful that Joel will bounce back this week. I think he will. I'm confident that he will. And, you know, the good news is the more reps that Jacob Park gets, the more ready he is if you do have to make a switch. And I think that's probably a good thing that he got that experience, just like a lot of the new guys did on Saturday night. They got a lot of valuable experience for some guys that hadn't played yet, including Jacob Park. And, you know, hopefully that's the silver lining that comes out of that game, if there is one, because it was hard to find one for sure.
John, whether it's Tom Manning, whether it's John Heacock, what is it that you have seen, or what is it that you're going to need to hear out of these two coordinators to get a feel of what's happening on the field? Because from what I saw, and perhaps maybe the game was out of hand Saturday night to even ask this, it just seems like that there's no consistency on both sides of the ball. I mean, looking for at least a little bit of a flow, something that a lot of them can build off of drive by drive. It just seems like that they were kind of stuck in mud, both sides of the football.
Yeah, I would agree, and I think they would agree that they didn't have a strong performance on Saturday. I think a lot of the problems can be traced, you know, to the offense having too many three and outs. A defense will eventually get worn down, especially, and not only physically but mentally. If you just keep running them back out there, and you cannot move the football and cannot score points. You know, Iowa State had so many opportunities in that game where you'd say, okay, if they can just get a drive here, get some points on the board, you know, they'd start to do that, and then something would go wrong. They'd get a penalty. They'd make a mistake, whatever. At some point, you stop having hope that it's going to happen. It's just the repeat cycle is what it turned out to be. And so, you know, I thought the defense started the second half pretty well. Did some good things early in the second half to try to get Iowa State back in that football game. you know, just like they started the first half well and forced a punt, got the ball back with three and out, you know, gave it right back to them. And so, you know, I think offensively they have to get things going. I think that will help the defense when that happens. You know, again, I have to tip my hat to Iowa. I mean, this was a really solid football team going out and executing and just sticking it to a team that, you know, obviously wasn't ready for that kind of a challenge. And it's Matt Campbell's responsibility, and he knows that. But, you know, guys, I go back and I think about some of the most successful coaches that Iowa State's ever had in other sports. And, you know, Fred Hoiberg, his freshman year, you know, his first year as the head basketball coach at Iowa State, he lost 10 consecutive conference games. I mean, he was sitting there at 1-12 in the Big 12 at one point. He got it figured out, and he got it figured out in a big way, and off they went, and there was no looking back. Bill Fenley really struggled once he got into conference play his first year. It started off great non-conference, but, man, they got into conference play, and he struggled. Look at the career he's had, and Christy Johnson Lynch, the same way with volleyball, I think lost six straight conference matches her first year, you know, trying to get that thing turned. It's not an overnight process. It's hard to hear that for Iowa State fans, and I get that. I 100% get that because I've lived it too. You don't want to keep saying it's a project, it's going to take time. But the reality is sometimes it doesn't just, you know, talk about culture change all you want, but it doesn't just happen. There is a process involved in it. And I think Iowa State's experiencing some of that growing pain right now. And not helping matters is the fact that you look at who Matt Campbell gets to start his career with, okay? You're trying to establish something. You're trying to put together a program that guys know what to expect day in and day out. There's a culture there. That's what you're trying to establish. That doesn't just happen. And who are you facing in your first three games? Well, Mark Farley has been at UNI for 16 years, same place, 16 years. Kirk Ferentz has been in the same place for 18 years. And now Gary Patterson, who's been in the same place for 16 years. So you're facing guys that have been in the same place a combined 50 seasons. You know, that's who your first three games are against. As you try to build your own culture, you're going against guys that have built successful cultures. And guys who know what to expect out on the field, and it just makes it hard to get traction. And, you know, I do think that Iowa State's going to get better as this season goes on, offensively, defensively, special teams, the whole nine yards. But it's going to be a process. We're going to have to take some lumps along the way. But I think they got the right guy. I am 100% convinced that they got the right guy with Matt Campbell. And I hope that he can have similar success to what those other three coaches I mentioned have had at Iowa State and can get it rolling here. And I'm looking forward to the day when he does get it rolling. I firmly believe it will happen, but to expect it to happen right away was probably not realistic.
It's almost, to me, John, like he's paying for the sins of his predecessors, because we heard from Cyclone Tim today, and he's, I mean, you're not going to meet a bigger Cyclone fan than Tim. That's why we call him Cyclone Tim on the text line, but he calls today and he says, he's tired of hearing the talk. He heard it with McCarney. He heard it with Paul Rhodes. He heard it with Gene Chizik. Well, you have to talk. You have to give people hope. But Iowa State fans have heard it for so long that it's almost like Matt Campbell can't help himself here. He's paying for what other coaches have done before him. But I really believe, and I was really impressed with listening to him in the post-game media conference on Saturday night. I do think he's got a vision for this program moving forward. But like you said, it's really tough to sell fans on hope after these first two games. And it might get even more difficult after this weekend. You want to talk about out of the fryer and into the frying pan. What are you expecting when Iowa State goes down to TCU this week?
Well, I'm expecting a better performance by Iowa State. I mean, I think that they couldn't have played much more poorly than they did on Saturday. And again, that comes back to Iowa. I give them credit for that. I do expect Iowa State to get some things corrected. Do I think they'll get everything corrected and roll in there and just and knock off TCU? That'd be a tall task, no question. But I think they should get some stuff corrected. And it starts with penalties. You know, you can't have 19 penalties in your first two games. And that's not even counting the ones that were declined, you know. they've got to get that stuff cleaned up. They did better in the turnover category last week as far as not turning it over. They cut that from 4 down to 1. But they still haven't created turnovers. You know, they've only created, I believe, 1 turnover in 2 games. They've got to start creating more turnovers. So defensively, that's an area they can improve. They, as you mentioned, have to start running the football better. One thing I'm excited about this week is, you know, you face TCU and you're going to face some of these more pass-happy offenses through the Big 12. Really, the rest of the schedule, with the exception of probably Kansas State, is going to be spread offenses. And so you have the opportunity to play DeAndre Payne more, who couldn't be on the field as much against Iowa because you have to play 3 linebackers against Iowa. You really don't have a choice. But with this 4-2-5, what Coach Campbell envisions it as, I think DeAndre will get an opportunity to play more this week and every week going forward, and I think that's going to be really good for him and his development. But, yeah, I mean, Iowa State has to worry about, they can't sit there and concentrate on TCU right now. They have to clean up their own house. They have to get better. And I totally understand where his frustration is coming from. I get it. I do. You know, and just to cite another example, Kirk Ferentz won 1 game in his first year at Iowa. I mean, it doesn't just instantly happen. I mean, and it's tough for Iowa State fans because you're right. They've been through this over and over and over again. Why is this one going to be any different than any others? Well, I just look at Matt Campbell's track record and what he's done at Toledo and how he's been able to recruit since he's come on board. And I think sooner or later the results of that will show up on the field. I get the frustration. I'm sure Matt's more frustrated than anybody to deal with that. But I expect his team to come out and have a better performance on Saturday. And going forward this season, I think they'll do that. But right now it's tough. It's a tough, tough time for Cyclone fans. There's no getting around that.
Should be a very interesting show from the Applebee's in Ames tonight. We'll have it for you here on KGYM, the Sideline Show. Who's joining you tonight, John?
Got Christy Johnson Lynch in the first half hour. Her team's off to a really good start. Swept Iowa last week, swept North Dakota State, and one other sweep on Saturday. I'm trying to recall the opponent, but they won all 9 of their sets over the course of the weekend in the Cyclone Invitational, and now getting ready to go face UNI tomorrow. So we'll visit with Christy in the first half hour, and then we'll have Matt Campbell, and I believe he's going to bring DeMond Tucker along with him for the final hour of the show. I think DeMond will be there for about a half hour, and then Matt will take it from there. But it'll be fun to have Tuck on the show. He played hard on Saturday. You know, it wasn't always successful, but I thought he played really hard, got in the backfield some and created some problems. And I think he's going to take off and have a real good senior year. So it'll be fun to have him on the show.
John, we appreciate the time. As always, we'll chat next Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
John Walters joining us to talk Iowa State football, brought to you by Adamson Financial, a true wealth stewardship partner. And as I said, one tough contest on the heels of another this weekend at TCU. Gary Patterson and the Horned Frogs, another tough out for the Cyclones before they come home to take on San Jose State.
Let's head towards that reset. Top of the hour is just right around the corner. We're going to be chatting about the Iowa-Iowa State contest with you, both Cyclone and Hawkeye fans, and also take a peek at the upcoming contest with the Hawkeyes as they welcome North Dakota State into town. 4:53, more APC on the way next.
Fellow Cyclone fans, this is Craig Adamson of True Wealth Stewardship in Marion.
Oh, we will fight for Iowa State, and may her colors ever fly.
I'm getting my kids ready for college at Iowa State. If you're wondering about paying for yours to go, that's my expertise. Find me at TrueWealthStewardship.com.
Craig Adamson offers securities and financial planning through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
And when we hit that line, we'll hit it hard, every yard for ISU.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's 2 Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
What does CID stand for? Well, the Eastern Iowa Airport for one thing, but now it also means Charlotte is a destination. Beginning November 4th,
you can fly nonstop from the Eastern Iowa Airport to Charlotte, North Carolina on American Airlines. And from Charlotte, you can connect to places all around the world. Oh, yeah. At the Eastern Iowa Airport, it's all about the connections. Book your tickets now at AA.com.
The one thing you wish you could have is more hair. Now, Ageless Appeal Med Spa in Cedar Rapids can make it happen with PRP Hair Restoration. This new treatment at Ageless Appeal Med Spa is really taking off with guys throughout the corridor because it's easy, it's natural, there's no surgery, and it shows hair regrowth up to 40%. PRP Hair Restoration could be just what you've been wishing for. Find out. Schedule a free confidential consultation at agelessappealmedspa.com. agelessappealmedspa.com.
Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp host your drive home every Monday through Friday from 4 to 7. It's the APC on KGYM Sports Radio.
Big thank you once again to John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, for joining us here on the APC. Call-in show tonight on 1600 AM, 9 AM Saturday, pregame from Dallas-Fort Worth. It will be the Cyclones and TCU. Time for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. You can find my co-host on Twitter, at Todd Brommelkamp.
It's do or die for the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Clinton Lumber Kings tonight at Ashford University Field in Clinton as the two teams meet in the deciding Game 3 of the Midwest League Western Division Championship Series. The Colonels took Game 1 Saturday in Cedar Rapids, then lost to the Lumber Kings yesterday 6-1. Clinton right-hander Kevin Gadea recorded a season-high 11 strikeouts in the victory. Tonight it'll be right-hander Sean Poppin taking the mound for the Colonels at 6:30. The former Harvard pitcher made three starts for the Colonels during the regular season after joining the team from Elizabethton. He was 1-1 with a 2.12 ERA. Iowa checked in at number 11 in this week's coaches poll heading into its weekend showdown with FCS national champion North Dakota State in Kinnick Stadium. The Hawkeyes moved up three spots in the Associated Press poll to number 13 after Saturday's 42-3 win over the Iowa State Cyclones. And Iowa State coach Matt Campbell said today that his post-game remarks regarding running back Mike Warren after the Iowa game were not intended as a dig at the sophomore running back. Campbell said Warren left some plays on the field and is a guy who has to practice well and be held accountable. Today, Campbell downplayed his post-game comments, saying Warren simply needs to get better. He also downplayed the fact that there's a quarterback controversy. Named Joel Lanning is the team's starting quarterback heading into practice today.
We're going to be chatting a whole lot about the National Football League today as well. Coming up in hour number three of the program, not only are we going to recap what we saw Sunday from the National Football League, but what lies ahead tonight. Doubleheader action. We'll have for you the nightcap of that doubleheader out in San Francisco. The Rams, they're going to be playing the Niners out on Levi Stadium, and then the early contest between, as many of you are probably waiting, fantasy owners, for that matchup between the Redskins and the Pittsburgh Steelers. A lot of offense coming from the Steel City. They're going to be heading to the nation's capital for that matchup with Josh Norman, Jordan Reed, and Kirk Cousins. Okay, a lot more to get to, including the call that, if you haven't heard it, it's a must hear from the Central Michigan Radio Network. Should the play have even been allowed? We know the answer now is no, but that's not going to take away from us enjoying action. This call is a cannot miss from Don Chiodo and Brock Gutierrez. We'll have it for you coming up later. More APC on the way.
A home burglary happens every 13 seconds. Ring Video Doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen by allowing you to see and speak to anyone at your door using your smartphone from anywhere. And now you can build a ring of security around your entire home, adding Ring's wireless weatherproof stick-up cam. With Ring, you'll...